I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The focus of the fighting in Libya is shifting. All week, the rebels who stormed the capital, Tripoli, have been battling Gaddafi supporters there to consolidate their grip on the city. Those battles aren't over, but the rebels are also moving their forces east in preparation for a march on Sirte. That's Muammar Gaddafi's birthplace and perhaps the dictator's last remaining stronghold. Reporter Derek Stoffel of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is in Tripoli, and he's been in touch with a rebel spokesman about the situation in Sirte. Derek, what did the spokesman tell you about the plans for Sirte?
The spokesman said to me today that the battle for Sirte is underway, and he was quite boastful that they will march in. Those were his words, that they will march in and take Gaddafi's hometown. The rebels have been very boastful as of late. They're sort of buoyed by the success they've had here in Tripoli. But, you know, when you see the actual situation on the ground, they've actually run into very stiff opposition from pro-Gaddafi forces in Sirte and another town nearby called Ras Lanuf, where up to about 2,000 pro-Gaddafi loyalist forces have dug themselves in. They're heavily armed. They're firing rockets at the rebel forces. So the battle for Sirte, it's underway, but it's also, you know, something that I don't think the rebels were prepared for, just how difficult it might be.
Derek, you're in Tripoli. The city and many other parts of Libya, for that matter, have been without power and water for days. How are people coping?
People are coping actually very well. You know, I woke up this morning in the hotel. There's no water. There's hardly any food here. And, you know, for us, we're so used to that kind of stuff. When I went out and, you know, was asking people about it, they simply didn't care. You know, I've asked dozens of people about the water and the food situation. And, you know, one woman put it to me best. She said, you know, for 42 years we've lived under Gaddafi and it's been a difficult life. So for a couple of days she doesn't have food. She doesn't have water in her house right now. She said, that's the price you pay for freedom. The fact that she could talk to me, a foreign journalist, she said 10 days ago, you know, a week ago, she would have been shot for doing that. So it is, you know, it's a minor inconvenience here, the fact that people don't have the necessities of life, but it's no one is bothered by it. They are simply celebrating already what they're calling free and new Libya.
How are the Libyans you've been speaking with reacting to the fact, though, that Muammar Gaddafi is still on the loose?
Most of them don't care whatsoever, and I'm a bit surprised by that. But what they're saying is that here in Tripoli, they basically have pushed him out of power. No one has seen him for weeks, if not months. He makes these odd radio broadcasts, but they've pushed him aside in their own minds. They've got rid of their leader. He may be around, and yes, it's thought that he's directing the pro-Gaddafi forces from someplace in hiding, but for the average Libyan, they're moving on, and there are so many signs of people moving on. I was in just a neighborhood about a 15-minute drive from our hotel today. We stopped only because everyone in the neighborhood was out on the street sweeping the streets. They were cleaning up the garbage. You know, they said the garbage men haven't been around for a number of weeks. So the civic pride that people were showing today, that they're taking back their neighborhood and they're carrying out a lot of the essential services themselves, they don't need Muammar Gaddafi. They're ready to move on.
The CBC's Derek Stoffel speaking with us from Tripoli. Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome, Marco.